am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, January 29th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, so wild and dystopic that today, unfortunately, we will be doing another regular installment of Mondays with Mitzi. Mitzi is on hiatus today, doing other important things. And so hopefully we'll have her back next week, and we will carry on nonetheless. So the final Monday of January already, final Monday of January 2024. I don't know about you, but for the last 4 years, seems like things have, time has kind of stopped. Some of us remember that happened before, at least once before. You know, September 11, 2001 was one of those times. I'm sure that if we go further back in history, we would hear the same thing about a few other moments, particularly throughout the 20th century. There's probably a reason why, like a new Pearl Harbor is the expression. Now it's like a new 9/11 because we had to keep that trauma fresh in the mind. So things are moving quickly. It seems kind of, you know, the duality of on the one hand very slow and on the other hand, man, time is flying by. So this is the final Monday of the first month of 2024 already, January 2024, Monday the 29th. So let's begin, as I have been customarily these days, with a prayer. And I intend to keep doing this, and I will probably stop apologizing, so to speak. It's not that I'm, again, I'm not, like Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I just wouldn't want anyone to construe opening with a prayer as trying to sneak up on someone. There was a time in this society when we didn't have to worry about that, I suppose. Maybe we don't now. This is not, I don't think, typically thought of as a, you know, religious particularly religious or a Sunday morning broadcast or anything like that. But it's becoming more and more that. And the reason for that, as I have tried to explain, is that this is, you know, what I'm talking about, this prayer thing. These are the front lines of the battle. Interestingly, I stumbled onto, you know, the subject of translations is interesting, Bible translations. And I have used a NASB 95 translation for many years. John MacArthur says he's used one pretty much his entire ministerial career. And so that's interesting. I guess if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. Just kidding. But seriously, it's interesting how things work. And what I've said about translations is ultimately, I mean, there's some specifics that we could get into. And, you know, the general version of the specifics is, yes, there have been attempts at shenanigans, but the Holy Spirit is greater than man's efforts. And diabolically and inspired. I know that people don't like me using that word inspired in that context, but diabolically led efforts to mess with the text. God is greater than that. So that's the high view there. More specifically, there's a reason why more recently we have trouble with the translations. And the Westcott and Hort crowd, which I believe to be theosophical, there's evidence you can find pretty quickly that online that Westcott and Hort were engaged in, they attended seances, they were engaged in necromancy, even though there's sort of a denial of that. So, and there's more, but they were of a particularly theosophical sort of bent. And there's a reason that Helena Blavatsky herself wrote about these guys. So that's interesting. An effort to take a couple of what I would call spurious codices and insert them into the discussion and try to make the argument that, well, these are older than the codices we've used previously, and therefore they have more weight, and so we should consider these first. Well, as I've mentioned in the past, it's funny, if you go to on the website, AV1611, as in authorized version of 1611, KJBP/KJBP/charts/themagicmarker.html. You just search Westcott and Hort's Magic Marker Binge. There are two pages. The first is page one of two, obviously. The second is, you know, the first is the magicmarker.html. Second is the magicmarker2.html. And those are not hyphenated. Anyway, you can see on this page, on these two pages of hand-picked examples of what is conveniently missing from the modern translations as a result of these fancy new codices that allegedly predate the codices we had for thousands of years prior. And, you know, one of which, well, actually both were identified by folks of ill repute, I would say. One, Tischendorf, was a known forger. And that story is sort of convoluted. So, you know, those kinds of things make you go, that's really weird. But if you go through the verses that are identified and you look at the omissions, it's pretty obvious. The agenda is pretty obvious. And then, you know, let's back up from there. The AV-1611, authorized version, authorized by whom and why? And the issue that I'm sort of chasing out about that these days when it comes to the King James Version is that, you know, my big question is, why was William Tyndale burned at the stake as a heretic? You know, for translating the Bible in an unauthorized fashion. Who do you think you are, William Tyndale? So, he was found guilty by his own admission and condemned to be executed. Tyndale was strangled to death while tied at the stake, and then his dead body was burned. That's kind of the official version. According to Michael Ferris's From Tyndale to Madison, How the Death of an English Martyr Led to the American Bill of Rights, which is also an interesting conversation. I digress. So, but you know, if you go to the William Tyndale Wikipedia entry, it even says within 4 years, a sequence of 4 English translations of the Bible were published in England at the King's behest. But based on Tyndale's work. What? So, I mean, we could back up a little bit in the story. But in simple terms, he's burned at the stake as a heretic for translating the Bible in an unauthorized fashion. And according to Wikipedia, within 4 years, a sequence of 4 English translations of the Bible were published in England at the King's behest, but based on Tyndale's work. Miles Coverdale's, Thomas Matthews, which that's its own story. Was it just John Rogers? Pseudonymous, you know, Thomas Matthews, Matthew's Bible. Anyway, so Miles Coverdale's, Thomas Matthews, Richard Taverner's, and the Great Bible, which had various objectionable features removed. According to Hannibal Hamlin and Norman Jones, in their 2010 book, The King James Bible After 400 Years, Literary, Linguistic, and Cultural Influences. So let me get this straight. William Tyndale is burned at the strangled while he's tied to the stake, strangled to death, and his dead body burned at the stake. But then immediately his work is used to produce 80% of the New Testament in these 4 authorized translations at the King's behest. So, you kind of got to ask yourself, what happened there? How do we end up with an authorized version based on the work of a heretic or an accused heretic? So anyway, that's, a story for a different day. I'm just saying this has everything to do with what's going on even today, 500 years later. So, that's why it's important. And we've had a transition since then. Not to get sidetracked, but it's interesting, you know. So I like the NASB 95 translation, but I try to let the secret Dakota ring, you know, the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, lead and guide. Sometimes, you know, maybe you cross-reference stuff. Sometimes you go to Textus Receptus. You look at the Greek and Hebrew roots of things in Strong's Concordance or wherever. There are all kinds of resources you use to flesh these things out. And again, as the Spirit leads, that seems to be the recipe ultimately for success, because the Holy Spirit is greater than any attempts, you know, diabolically influenced attempts by man to manipulate the text to produce a different result and a different gospel ultimately. And as some folks have mentioned, you know, the last book of the Bible contains the idea that, you know, if you remove a single word, if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book. And if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And that's not fun. So don't do that. Don't be one of those guys. So anyway, I have this Ryrie Study Bible that I've had for a million years. And I just happened upon this thing, just sort of investigating. You know, sometimes it's interesting, you ask people, you know, what do you have in terms of Bible or whatever? And it's interesting how many tools and resources we have at our fingertips that we don't even realize or acknowledge or whatever. I suppose especially in print these days, but I've had this for gosh, more than 20 years. And even whatever you call it, the little jacket or whatever that I have, you can't even find these anymore. They're all cheap and terrible. This one's lasted for probably 20 years. One of those little zip-up deals that you can throw it in. Anyway, in this Ryrie Study Bible is a sort of abridged version of Earl E. Cairns' Christianity Through the Centuries. There's an abridged short little version of something like that. It's titled A Brief Survey of Church History. It's fascinating. And there's a ton of stuff in here. It's just amazing. And something like that, someone like me, especially all these years later, deeply appreciates. And Cairns did, I think, a magnificent job of really just trying to present the facts. Let the facts speak for themselves. And some of that stuff I intend to, you know, maybe I'll read the whole thing at some point because it's absolutely fascinating. And it really does hint in just a few short paragraphs at exactly what has happened, what we're experiencing, and the transition. You know, over the weekend, Chuck Baldwin talked about how America was founded on the natural law, which is from God, and blah, blah, blah. I've talked about that recently, and, you know, that's just not true. That's just flat not true. And so, like Sun Tzu said, if you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy, guess what? Bad news. Especially if your enemy knows himself and you. Really bad news. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Let's get down to business. I was just trying to say that God is amazing. The translation thing, if you just leave those things in the Holy Spirit's, the hands of the Holy Spirit, it all works itself out. God will take care of it. And I believe firmly. And you find these little nuggets, if you're, if you make yourself available, if you avail yourself to Him and humble yourself. Just amazing, this kind of stuff. I mean, A Brief Survey of Church History by Earl E. Cairns. This kind of a thing is an invaluable resource that you just don't. I mean, where else would I find this? You can't find, I'm not aware of a published copy or even reference to it anywhere online. I intend to contact Zondervan and see if maybe there's a way to get a hold of this or something. I don't know. I'm going to try to chase this down and see if there's a way to get a copy of this and publish it somewhere. If it's published somewhere, it's a marvelous resource. Just a few short pages, but you know, the Western Esoteric Impulse, it's in there, and the efforts to, I mean, if you can follow the thread, the story's in there. The thing that, you know, Manly P. Hall kind of talked about, bringing people here for what purpose, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, God is amazing, and you find those kinds of things. That's just the thing someone like me would appreciate and value, but obviously not as highly as maybe I should have for a long time until now, and so just at the right time. But whatever I do, I have to make sure that that's not an idol and I don't value that above his word. So anyway, fascinating how that works sometimes. If I just have confidence in him and not in myself and not in other men, then he works it all out in his good time, according to his good purpose. So, the prayer and announcements and so forth, my prayer is simply the Lord's Prayer and the full armor with a few extra essentials, perhaps you might say. So like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. That's an interesting point. Come back to, speaking of America, folks like William Guy Carr said along the way, you know, this is why I've come to be a monarchist. What did he mean by that? Ephesians chapter 6, Paul reminds us it's a spiritual battle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the wicked, against the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Cannot be understated. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I think the prayer is included. Most people think that the armor ends with the sword, but I think prayer is the wielding of the sword, in a sense. And in addition to that, I pray, Lord, that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper. All who walk in error would come to know the truth. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, and wickedness be brought swiftly to an end. Righteousness be restored to the land. We're headed into a break, right? Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Welcome back. So we prayed. That's first order of business. Took me a segment. Oh, well. What do you do? We did it, though. That's really where the conversation should begin and end. And I really do mean that. I pray no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper. All who walk in error would come to know the truth. I pray that our hypocrisy and double-mindedness would be revealed. And man, is that everywhere. We'll probably talk about that a little bit. Unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice and wickedness be brought swiftly to an end. It's interesting how we're just sort of being acculturated to the wickedness. Anyway, moving right along, we are still in the midst of the quilt raffle. This is a listener-supported network. Your support is greatly appreciated. You can visit the website, and there are a number of ways that you can support the network. If you haven't ever, or you haven't, you don't currently, and you haven't in a while, please consider supporting the network. It is listener-supported. There is no Rockefeller Foundation grant coming. We are at least honest and straightforward about it. Not trying to sneak up on people. The reason that PBS and NPR and other outlets do fundraisers is not because the Ford Foundation is running out of money. It's because when you buy into that, literally and figuratively, you own the propaganda. It is a form of confirmation bias known as effort justification. And most people don't realize that. So we're not trying to sneak up on anybody here. It just is what it is. There is no Ford Foundation grant here. So your support is greatly appreciated. Visit the website. You can click on the donate button or call 800-724-2719 extension 3. You can also make donations by mail, check or money order, payable to RBN, sent to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So we also have the quilt raffle that we're doing. Make a donation of $250 or more for your chance to win the package gift containing the Confederate battle flag quilt, RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers. Yes. The winner will be determined at the end of this month. See the website for details. So that's, this week. Dive in for your chance to win and support the network. Also, there's the Dear RBN letter that's featured in the Rotator. I read that a couple of weeks ago on air. Check that out. You are RBN. So that's why we sort of established that. I did, working through it mentally. It says Dear RBN, but the point is you, the listener, are RBN as much as anyone else. And if you're on social media, check out the Facebook page, Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. So that's that fun stuff. A little bit of on this day, I suppose. In 2002, on this day, George W. Bush, some say, coined the term axis of evil. He never coined anything. But during his State of the Union address, 2002 State of the Union address, he reissued, I would say, that term, axis of evil. And so that was interesting. I think in 1886, German engineer Carl Benz, founder of Mercedes-Benz, was issued the first patent for the modern automobile. His Benz patent, Motorwagen number 1, was the first gasoline-driven car. But there were electric things back then, too. James Corbett mentioned that very well in the Big Oil series, how 100 years ago, this time we had 25%, I think, of the nation was operating on transportation. Public transportation was operating on electric power. So that's an interesting fun fact. Other fun facts, there are a few. Don't want to spend too much time on this, but Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was published on this day in 1845, which always reminds me of The Crow, starring Brandon Lee, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. Didn't you hear me rapping? So that's a fun fact. Born on this day, Oprah was born on this day. Thomas Paine, Communists of a Feather are born together, I guess. Anton Chekhov was born on this day. And William McKinley, for some reason, Wikipedia doesn't remember that, you know, their little on this day section that they feature. They have, you know, George III died on this day in 1820, but somehow they forgot that William McKinley was born on this day. I wonder why that is. What happened to McKinley? Remember what happened to McKinley? You know how I said that if you look up these lists, there are lists all over the internet, famous Marines, people you didn't know that were Marines, guys like Drew Carey, I think I said that. And it's interesting that I've seen a few of those lists. None of those lists include Jeff Cooper. I think I saw one that included Smedley Butler. Why not? You're not going to include Jeff Cooper? The godfather of the modern technique, really? And for obvious reasons, why wouldn't you include him? Well, because, you know, we're being encouraged to go the opposite direction. We shouldn't be proud of someone like Jeff Cooper and lean into the modern technique and all of its moral elements. We shouldn't certainly try to take care of ourselves and one another. But we should be very afraid, or, you know, the other side of the spectrum, be violent and unhinged, like what's being encouraged down in Texas. Maybe we'll talk about that for a minute. So those are some of the folks that were born on this day. Like I said, died on this day. So did Robert Frost back in 1963. So in 1850, on this day, Senator Henry Clay introduced his draft of the 1850 Compromise to diffuse tensions between so-called slave states and so-called free states over territories won during the Mexican-American War. Coca-Cola was incorporated on this day in 1892, and that's an interesting discussion. Why is it called Coca-Cola? In 1896, on this day, American Emil Grubb was the first doctor to use radiation treatment for breast cancer. So we've had that fun stuff for quite some time. And I think that's about it. What was the other thing? There were one or two others I was going to mention, but that's probably enough, I would say. I guess in Kansas, it's Kansas Day, right? So that's interesting. Interesting little fun fact. So moving on, I would say, you know, this is the year of discussing war. I talked about perception management quite a bit last week. Speaking of perception management, lots of things. Cannibalism it seems, is sort of the order of the day. People and people groups everywhere seem to be engaging. And this is a really fascinating thing if you can step back and look at it, I think. Religious groups and leaders are cannibalizing themselves and one another. There are attacks you can read about online. The IHOP thing with Mike Bickle is a really strange and bizarre controversy to me. I mean, to read it and to listen to it and the advocates group and, you know, all that stuff, it's just weird. General Fuller, Kurt Fuller's statement, and it's very, very bizarre. And nothing but posturing, but in a way that doesn't make sense. Like, what is the end game here? Who's going to benefit from all of this strange behavior? I really wonder. I can't get a fix on it. I don't know who ultimately benefits from what's going on. It seems very destructive, very toxic. So, you know, that's one example. There are others. Media personalities, comedians, you know, maybe you saw Cat Williams' interview with Shannon Sharp over at Club Shay Shay that broke the internet. It's 50 or 60 million views at this point. And, you know, all of the bandwagon stuff that came after that. Everybody everywhere talking about it. The Jason Whitlock, Stephen A. Smith stuff, you know. I guess Stephen A. Smith thinks that Jason Whitlock is a Mike Myers character, movie character. With all the name calling, you know, it's, and that is so, I can't imagine. Is he really affiliated with ESPN and he's talking like that publicly? Just filthy? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How is that possible? That's really strange. So those kinds of things, you know, happening, the little clique wars, comedian clique wars, speaking of Cat Williams and all the stuff that's gone on there and political groups and representatives, I really don't think I have to even talk about that. I'm sure you know. And military types get drawn into that. You know, you think of guys like Michael Flynn. But then, speaking of that, you know, all the major networks have retired, air quotes, retired military folks, generals, and so forth, and intelligence types, retired former, air quotes, intelligence types. What do you suppose they're going to say? They're not going to bite the hand that fed them forever. And so, you know, this is my lens through which I view the world. And therefore, you know, this is the hammer. I am the hammer. Everything is the nail. So that's interesting. The cannibalism is really interesting. We're not being encouraged to bridge the gap. Not in a positive way. Everything is backwards and upside down. You know, we are being coerced and sort of forced into adopting and condoning things evil, essentially. Things that we shouldn't. Forcing people to support things that they otherwise would not. If you're a Christian who, you know, speaking of Jason Whitlock, I think he, what did he say? Maybe we'll play the clip in the second hour or something. But if you are a heterosexual person who has children and you want your children to grow up to be heterosexual and you want grandchildren or whatever, you know, that's just hate speech in today's America. So, I mean, just to say it is... to be condemned perhaps by some. Speaking of Jason Whitlock, they played the clip of Sean Strickland's remarks on, I think, his most recent Jason Whitlock's most recent episode. That was interesting. Was he wrong for saying what he said, Sean Strickland? I think we're headed into a break. We're headed into a break. Yep, we're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Talked about anything yet. It's Monday. You know, we got to sort of ease into the week. We don't want to get too carried away and, you know, break things. or people. Yeah, we miss Mitzi. We'll be back to that next Monday, I expect. So we'll dive down the rabbit hole a little bit in the second hour, I think. Interesting stuff. You know, I expect to do some interviews this year, but I think the first question has to be, what secretive groups are you a part of? What groups have you been a part of? What groups are you a part of now? It's just crazy to see the things that are being revealed in plain sight that, not a big deal. Or that are a brag. You know, Alan West thinks it's great to be a member of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and so do people like Rick Joyner. I mean, let me explain. Really? I mean, Zinzendorf was a fantastic guy. What is the problem? You're not a Christian if you say those things. That's what the problem is. You're a Satanist, essentially, if you think that's a good thing. That's the problem. It's not. But, you know, look what's going on all around us. And this gets to a deeper issue. You know, I had an exchange as a result of a clip that we played last Friday, I think. I had an exchange over the weekend. Maybe we'll shed more light on this. But basically, you know, it's the... And this is probably not a thing to really get into in the last segment of the first hour, but we have the second hour, so maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe it's a teaser. But basically, you know, we played the clip, Truth is Stranger Than Fiction, YouTube channel, clip on Friday, titled Copernicus/Copenhagen, The Philosophical Pillars of Scientism. We played a clip from the 22:30 minute mark to about 26:04, about 3.5 minutes. And if you're listening, well, I'll finish that thought in the second hour. See, that's why I wasn't going to do it. Tease, didn't mean to do that, but I'll finish the thought in the second hour. Stick around, we'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.